Blog Talk Radio.
I think Nokia had to take his daughter to the hair salon.
Okay.
So he might be a little late. I just got finished playing basketball with my daughter.
Okay.
My niece.
Okay, I understand that. So you're a dad.
Oh, yeah. My daughter was a little girl that was in the beginning of the song. I was like, Daddy, what's this?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was about a million years ago, if you can remember back that far.
Yes, I can. It wasn't a long time ago. Wasn't that long. while we're waiting on everybody, I'm going to go to commercial, okay, Cisco?
Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary parties into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dream Weavers.
Listeners, we're back from break. We have on the phone with us the manager of Drew Hill, Mr. Peck, and Cisco from Drew Hill. So, Cisco.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I guess we'll start with questions with you. How's that?
I'm good. I'm good. I can hold it down. You know, that's what I do.
Okay. All right. So let's go back a little bit, back in time, and then we're gonna come up to current day. Okay.
Sure.
Most of your group is from the state of Maryland, aren't you?
Oh, we all are.
You all are? Okay.
Yeah.
When you first started out, did you ever imagine you'd be as successful and famous as you are now?
Oh, man, I'm not really sure if we even were contemplating on whether we were going to be famous or not. It was more so about the music. That's always been our focus, and we just kind of wanted to get our music, you know, out to as many people as possible. And we just blessed that as many people know about our music that do, and they still, you know, want to hear or see us, you know, perform and sing our music over the years. It's, you know, it's just a blessing. So I guess to answer your question, it was never really a thought on how, you know, how many people would know of us or our music. We just did the best we could from then and all the way up till now to just focus on the music.
Okay. You yourself went solo for a while, am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
The Thong Song was one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You had a lot of success with as a single solo artist. A lot of success. I mean, a great deal of success. When you landed your first recording contract with Drew Hill, how did this make you feel?
Oh, well, when we first got signed, it was kind of a situation where it's one of those things where you want something so bad and you strive to get it for so long, and then one day, you know, you kind of, because, like, basically we had gotten signed previously. Drew Hill had gotten signed at the same time that Destiny Child did, way back, like, about 2 or 3 years before our first single had dropped. So we had kind of gotten excited way back when we was, like, you know, we were still in high school. Actually just had gotten to high school, and we got a record deal, and then we won the Apollo, and so we kind of had went through that thing where we were, like, excited and, you know, had gotten a record deal and everything, and then the record label had sat us and Destiny's Child on the side, like, on the shelf, like, they didn't put our music out. I guess they figured we needed to kind of get a little bit more, you know, experience before they put us out as artists. So basically it took us a minute to get out of that contract. And then once we did, we kind of, you know, in a sense, had given up on singing R&B music. We had became a gospel group. And then one day, one of the people we were working with asked us to come and sing for a record executive. And we decided, you know, we really didn't. We was like, you know, hey, we don't even do that anymore. And he was like, look, I'll tell you what, just come sing for this guy. And if you know, nothing positive comes out of it, then you could do whatever you want to do, sing gospel or sing at the Fudgery, which was a place we were working at where you sing and make fudge at the same time. It's a long story. Anyway, so we went up there, we sang for the guy, and he liked the way we sounded. He played us Tell Me, and had Dave Hollister singing the demo track of Tell Me. And when he stopped the tape, we kind of sang it back to the tape. Yeah, I'm really dating myself. Anyway, when he stopped playing the music, we kind of sang it back to him, like, well, one listen. And they were kind of blown away. And so they asked us if we liked the song. We were like, yeah. He's like, can you see yourself singing it? We was like, yeah. They was like, okay, on one condition, you sign with my label and y'all can sing the song. So it was kind of like, go home and work at the Fudgery or record deal. So we kind of chose, you know, instead of to go back home, you know, all the way back from New York back to Baltimore, we decided to stay up in New York. We recorded the song that night. About a week later, it was on the radio, and the rest is history.
Okay. So now let's come back to the present. What are you currently doing? Are there any new CDs that will be released or have been released?
Yeah, we have our first independent project that we kind of put out, you know, just for the fans as a group. It's called Independence Day. Anybody that know the American history know that Francis Scott Key wrote the National Anthem of America, and it's kind of, you know, it was celebrated from when we earned our independence. It was all happened in the Maryland area. We're ironically from the Maryland area, so we put out the album Independence Day because it's our basically our first independent record. We did it for the fans, and it's out right now. If you're listening, pick up your cell phone or whatever you got that can, or if you're recording this, text Drew to the number 410-202-0622. If you text the word Drew to that number, we'll give you our newest album for free right now.
Okay, you hear that, listener? Cisco saying they'll give you their new album, Independence Day, for free if you text that number. So you all better start texting.
Yeah, you can get it right now. And don't forget that number one more time: 410-202-0622. Text the word Drew. You get the newest Drew album for free.
Okay, so you're not with a record label, then you're independent.
Oh no, that particular album was independent.
Okay, thank you. Christian.
We're all working on solo projects as well as working with the group. I'm working on a new album as we speak. My long anticipated Last Dragon album, and yeah, I am under Universal. So. As well as my own label. A lot of people don't know that Song Incomplete, all of my solo stuff was under my label. I had distribution through other labels. And so that's the difference between me and like a lot of other solo artists. I answer to me. I don't have to answer to nobody else.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's great. So what can my listeners go to see you perform in concert? You are Drew Hill.
Oh man! All you have to do is like go online, I believe it's DrewHill.net.
DrewHillOnline.com.
DrewHillOnline.com. Go to that site. You can get all of our dates that we're performing. I perform solo. Nokia performs solo. So does Jazz. And then we all perform together. You can catch us any weekend out of the week or out of the year. Any weekend we're performing somewhere around the world, maybe even in a neighborhood near you. So just keep your eye on us. We're always somewhere. Thank God the fans, like, you know, still love what we do, and they show up, and you know, we show out.
That sounds great. Sounds great. So you'll be performing nationally, internationally. Okay. All right. I know your manager is on the phone, Mr. Peck.
Most definitely. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. I see that you're online. I just want to know, hold on. What city that,
is that the kitchen phone?
No. Sorry about that. what is some of the cities that Drew Hill Cisco will be performing at?
Starting this month on the 11th, we're in Birmingham, 12th, Macon, Georgia, 14th, Seattle, 15th, Vancouver, 16th, San Francisco, 17th, Philadelphia, 18th, in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay.
On the 10th, you can see me. Cisco performing live
right outside Vegas. Of Philadelphia. Yeah, right outside of Philadelphia.
Okay. So what people expect when they attend your concert? What do they expect to see when they attend Drew Hill or Cisco's concert?
Oh, high energy, classic music, real strong soul singing. You know, just a good time.
Oh, okay.
We keep it sexy.
All right, that's great. That is great. So you're always on tour. All right, then. And you can see us about any weekend. All right. Are there any other?
And, oh, yeah. And lastly, if y'all want to hit me up on any social network, it's Official Cisco. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Official Cisco. Holla at your boy.
And if you want to hit Drew Hill, it's Drew Hill, the number 4, real, R-E-A-L. Like Drew Hill, the number 4, 4 members, and real, R-E-A-L. We got to do all that because there's so many imposters out there claiming to be Drew Hill.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Never know the official.
Mr. Peck, are there any other groups or artists that will be touring with Cisco or Drew Hill?
All of the greats. The greats, Jagged Edge, KC and JoJo, Silk, Genuine, Next.
Oh, that's great.
Tank was on the last show. Tank and Dave Hollis was on the last show.
Tank, Dave Hollis. You name it. Whoever's Tank. Real in R&B will be on the show with us, and we'll be on the show with them, bringing real R&B and keeping it alive as we move into this next century.
Okay, that's great. So your style of singing is pretty much the same. Will you be changing things up? Will it be the same? Is it the same style, or you know, anything different?
You're gonna have to come to the show and see. Can't give it all away tonight.
Do that.
It's not gonna be a tape. Let's let you know that it's gonna be real live singing.
Okay. Well, Drew Hill, is this gonna be anywhere in Florida or Georgia?
We just left Florida.
Macon, Georgia on Mother's Day. Macon, Georgia, like an hour and some change from outside of Atlanta.
Okay, all right. So, I would like to see you guys in concert. Have you been in any films or any television shows?
Oh yeah, I've been on. A couple of movies and a couple of reality shows. I was in a movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. by Disney called Snow Dogs. Come on every Christmas, like around. I was also in a movie called Get Over It with a bunch of other young actors and actresses. My first on-screen kiss with Mila Kunis. Plus, I was on Gone Country. Highest rated show in country music history. Platinum House, the highest rated show at the time on Centric Channel, as well as Celebrity Big Brother Finale, which is the highest rated show in Europe.
All right. So you've been very busy, very, very busy. All right. So out of all the CDs, nah, you don't have to answer this if you feel uncomfortable. Out of all the CDs and singles and things that you have had, which one is your favorite? Go.
Oh, I don't know. Out of everything, I like my new stuff. So I hope y'all like my new stuff. but with Drew Hill, I can't pinpoint one particular song because the music I do with Drew Hill is personal. When we sing it, and, you know, my brothers are with me, and we hit that harmony and they hit that certain note, it just kind of takes you somewhere and almost makes you feel like you're flying. And I already got wings on my arm, so. And you asked any 7-year-old back in early 2000, and they thought I could fly for real. Maybe you can.
So sounds like everything is just going really good this time in your life and in the group, Drew Hill's life. Is there anything that you haven't accomplished that you wanted to accomplish and have not?
I've still got a lease on the moon. I'm gonna catch that in a second. I caught a couple stars on the way.
Okay.
But hopefully, like I was saying, you know, we're constantly, music is alive. It's constantly growing, and we're doing the best we can to grow with it. So hopefully within the next, you know, in the rest of our career, in the years to come, as we do, you know, more shows and do more things in entertainment, hopefully people will still like what we do, love what we do, and show us the same love that they have up till now.
Okay, right. Okay, listeners, we have on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Sue Scope, and Drew Hill, and his manager, Mr. Kevin Peck. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back and finish the interview.
Okay, right. Nokia going to finish up. He's coming on now.
All right.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, we're back from break with Show Talk with Angela Butler. Mr. Peck, I have a question for you, if you don't mind me asking.
No, sure. Go ahead.
You had told me you had a Blog Talk radio show.
Yes, ma'am.
You do? Okay. Could you tell me the name of your show?
My name is Song Therapy. We were on Blog Talk for maybe 2 years. We still have a presence on Blog Talk, but we've moved to a new platform, Bliss, B-L-I-S dot F-M at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you're on Blog Talk.
Hello.
We have
Nokia?
Yeah.
I think Nokia just joined us on the line.
Yes, you did. How are you doing, Nokia? This is Angela.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm sorry for being late. I had to make sure my daughter looked beautiful.
I understand that. Being a dad comes first, and I understand. I'm a mother, not a dad, but I understand where you're coming from. I was talking to Cisco about the group, and it seems that you're all doing different things. What are some of the things that you are doing?
Well, I'm still writing and producing, developing artists. I also have a label called Audio Revolution Group, and I have my rock band, Black Angel Down, and, you know, we've been out performing. We actually just did a show with Duels Drew Hill and Black Angel Down on Friday. And the response has, you know, been really good. So just keeping along with what I like to do. Hey, can you stop, please? Hello? I'm on the radio.
Oh, okay. All right. So are you performing yourself, doing any independent things, I mean, outside of Drew Hill? I know you said you have a group.
Yeah, I actually sing lead in the rock band.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that. I really appreciate that. Oh, that is wonderful. You have a rock band. Okay.
Yeah, like straight hardcore in-your-face rock.
Oh, okay. That's great. So is there anybody that you have a group or anything that you have did that you still want to accomplish? He says he wants to. But, you're very talented. You're very famous. So is there, this may seem like a serious question, is there anybody that you haven't worked with, you want to work with?
Yeah, Prince.
Prince. Okay. All right.
And D'Angelo.
All right.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I got to. Oh, yeah. Now, I got to hang out with D'Angelo. when he was recording the Voodoo album. Both of us were working in Electric Lady Studios in New York. Real cool guy. But, you know, those are definitely two people that I would love to just get in the studio with and create.
Okay, all right. So with this rock group, is this, hardcore rock?
Yeah, I mean, like, I would say it was
Did you write any of the songs yourself?
Yeah, I wrote the majority of the album, short of maybe like 3 or 4 songs.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're a writer and a singer. That is wonderful. Very talented. Very talented.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. What can your rock group be seen performing at?
Well, I mean, right now, if you know, just want to check out the band and the music, we have a website. It's www.blackangeldown.com. We also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/blackangeldown. We're on Twitter, Black Angel Down, Facebook, Black Angel Down, Google Plus, Black Angel Down. And, you know, we have, like, music videos up, but we also have videos of, like, some live performances and things like that, so.
Okay. All right. So have there been any films, anything, or television shows that you've been in or will be in up in the near future?
I think I'm kind of weird about TV. Like, I'm a, you know, super private person. So, I mean, when the right opportunity comes around, you know, like, I would probably do it. But right now, you know, I just like to stick to the studio and the stage.
So I asked, I had asked Cisco, what was it like when you, going a little bit back in time, backtracking here, what was it like when Drew Hill landed their first record label? And he told me the way it was for him. How is it for you? How was it for you?
I was shocked, you know, only because, like, the way that, you know, our deal came about, it was, like, the last trip that we were going to take to, you know, try to get a deal. Like, that was, you know, so to go and, you know, been, you know, haven't been working so long at that point, to go and just have that moment, you know, have us just be ready for the opportunity, you know, it was like, it was the craziest thing in the world. But I think, like, for me, it kind of, like, took a long time to really settle in, and, you know, I would say it was probably like 7 years after we did our first album. That was the first time that I, like, ever sat down and, like, actually listened to any of our albums for real. And at that point, I really had a chance to appreciate what had happened, because when you're young and you just kind of, like, jump into it, it's like everything around you is just happening. So you live in it and you don't really have a chance to see it for real or even appreciate it. It's just like, you know, cool. Like, it got to a point where, you know, like, we would get a number one record, or we would get a gold record or platinum album, and it's kind of like, okay, that's cool, what we got to do next? You know, not like, oh, man, that's crazy. Like, all right, cool, what we got to do next? We got a show, we got to go do an interview, we got to go do whatever. Like, you know, you just live it. But, like, one story that I remember personally, and this is just coming from the fact that, like, I've always been into the business side. So I remember when we won our first award, it was the Soul Train Award. And I want to say we got, like, single of the year, album of the year. And I was excited. Like, I jumped up, almost fell out of my chair But the first thought that came to my mind was, I wonder how much this costs.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that, you know, like, I mean, we all know the music business, you know, it's like, it's 10% talent and 90% everything else. So, you know, I was just happy that we were able to make such an impact with our music. Like, you know, all the awards and accolades and praise and all that stuff is great. It's cool. It's a wonderful thing. It's a blessing. But, you know, the greatest thing for me is to meet a person and have them say, okay, well, you know, I listened to this song and it helped me get through this point in my life where I was going through something really bad, and your music really touched me and it gave me hope, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, that's the greatest payoff in the world.
Okay. All right, Nokio, I know you're busy and you probably got to go soon, but I have to ask, did you realize that you were thankful? When incident, or what time did you realize, oh, my goodness, I'm famous. You remind me who I am just about.
You know, when I realized I was famous, when a week after Tell Me came out on the radio, somebody broke in my house.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And that's when, you know, I realized, like, okay, this is, you know, like, I've been living here for years, and things are now on a whole different scale, you know, I mean. Yeah, to going out and have people recognize you and stuff like that, you know, that was a lot in the beginning. But I know that moment made me realize that, okay, like, it's a whole other thing going on now.
Yes. Yes, I can imagine how that felt. I hope they caught the person in on you, too.
Yeah.
So did that mean it was time? Get security.
I just moved. I mean, you know, like, my thing was, you know, I knew that it happened because I was there, and, you know, somebody probably thought that, you know, like everybody else does, like, as soon as you get a song on the radio or something, like, they just deliver a truck of money to your house, and that's it. So, you know, I just felt like it would be a better situation if I'm not here, so that, you know, I won't be a target, or people just feel like it's just stuff in here or around here, you know, because I'm here.
All right. Thank you for answering that question. You sound like a very good father, a very good dad.
I do my best.
Okay. Mr. Peck.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for letting
us. No, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure, and you know, we like the fact that you even thought of us to even have us on your show. We appreciate you. Cisco gave you the number to get the, you know, it's kind of just like our fan appreciation album, Independence. We give something back to them. He gave them the number. 410-202-0622. Text the word Drew if you missed it earlier, and you will get Drew Hill's fourth album, Independence.
All right. Sounds great. I hope my listeners go out and buy it.
They don't have to buy it. It's free if they text Drew.
Go out. I'm sorry about that.
Well, they can go buy it too. You know what I mean? They can get it for free and then buy one and give one away. How about that? That'd be great.
All right. Okay. Well, I thank you, gentlemen, all three of you, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. It has been a pleasure, and I'm not going to keep you on the show any longer because I know you've got busy lives, but I thank you for coming on my show. It's been a pleasure, and I am a fan of Drew Hill and the group, so I thank you for coming on my show.
No problem. God bless you.
No, thank you.
Yes, God bless you, and thank you. I think I'll be listening to your show.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, we've had on Show Talk with Angela Butler, the group Drew Hill. We had their manager, Mr. Kevin Peck. We had Nokio for Drew Hill and Cisco for Drew Hill. So I hope you've enjoyed Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I look forward to having Miss Vicky Winans on the show. Miss Vicky Winans on the show tomorrow night. Miss Vicky Winans is a gospel singer, as I'm sure as a lot of you already know. So tune in to the show tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear Miss Vicky Winans. Thank you very much for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night.